From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The space shuttle Endeavour has landed for the final time. It touched down at the Kennedy Space Center early this morning with shuttle commander Mark Kelly at the controls and singing the praises of the spacecraft.
Being steered through the atmosphere like an airplane, land on a runway, it is really, really an incredible ship.
Endeavour landing at the same time the space shuttle Atlantis was being rolled out in preparation for the final shuttle mission slated for this summer. The House has overwhelmingly rejected a bill that would have raised the government's debt ceiling but would not have imposed the deep spending cuts Republicans are seeking. NPR's David Wellner reports Republican leaders brought up the measure nevertheless and then called for its defeat, a move that Democratic leaders labeled a political stunt.
Not a single House Republican voted for the debt ceiling increase that House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp sponsored. Camp himself urged colleagues to vote against it.
Today we're making clear that Republicans will not accept an increase in our nation's debt limit without substantial spending cuts and real budgetary reforms.
Nearly half the Democrats also voted against the bill at the urging of Minority Whip Steny Hoyer.
It's a good demagogic vote, frankly, ladies and gentlemen. And if we vote for it, guess what? You're for raising the debt limit without any fiscal discipline.
The Treasury says Congress must raise the debt ceiling no later than August 2nd. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
All of the House GOP lawmakers will be meeting with the president at the White House today. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president will listen to their concerns.
It's useful to come together in the same room, talk and listen.
Carney says President Obama will emphasize their responsibility to deal with the debt ceiling by citing a letter that then-President Ronald Reagan sent to Congress in 1983 demanding a debt limit increase. Clashes in Yemen's capital between government troops and rival tribal fighters have escalated overnight. Medical officials say at least 41 people have been killed in street battles and shelling. Today marks the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports forecasters say there's more of a chance this year that one or more of the storms will make landfall in the U.S.
The National Hurricane Center in Miami predicts an above-normal hurricane season this year, with 12 to 18 named storms, including 3 to 6 major hurricanes. Last year, winds steered hurricanes away from U.S. shores, but forecasters say climate conditions are different now, increasing the likelihood that a storm will make landfall. The Atlantic hurricane season opens as the nation is already dealing with the devastating impact of tornadoes and flooding in the South and Midwest. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Opposition parties in Japan have submitted a no-confidence motion against Prime Minister Naoto Kan over his handling of the crisis caused by the earthquake and tsunami there. Kan is refusing to resign. He's expected to survive a no-confidence vote. This is NPR News from Washington. Crews are rushing to complete work on emergency levees to protect South Dakota's capital city and two other towns as floodwaters from the Missouri River bear down on the region. Paul Boyd with the Army Corps of Engineers tells KELO-TV it's no surprise the water level in the river is so high.
We have seen unprecedented rainfall in the upper Dakotas, Montana, Wyoming. In the recent past here, let's say the last 4 to 6 weeks.
Several thousand residents in vulnerable communities have been working day and night to stack sandbags to protect their homes. Scientists have new evidence debunking a theory that chronic fatigue syndrome is caused by a virus called XMRV. NPR's Richard Knox says researchers believe the virus was a contaminant, not a cause.
Sometimes a virus gets into laboratory equipment or the chemicals researchers use to detect viruses. Then when scientists test patients' blood, they can be fooled into thinking they've discovered the virus when in fact they unknowingly introduced it. Two research groups think that's what happened in 2009 when scientists announced they found a virus called XMRV in the blood of many chronic fatigue sufferers. One group of scientists retested some of those same patients and couldn't find the virus, but they did find it as a contaminant in many of the chemicals used to test the blood. Another group says XMRV itself was inadvertently created 5 years ago in the lab when two mouse viruses joined together during an experiment with human cancer cells. The papers are published online by the journal Science. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Another 365 people in Germany have been sickened by the E. coli outbreak in Europe that's been linked to contaminated vegetables. The source of the outbreak, though, has not yet been pinpointed. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.